Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 172. Lift up thy light, O man, arise and shine, steadfast while loud the storms of life assail, immortal ray of that great light divine, against whose all power no tempest shall prevail. Hymn number 172. The scriptural this morning will be given by Benjamin from Plainfield.
Matthew. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. and they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the repetition of the Lord's Prayer with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 56. Father, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from all the best that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Hymn number 56.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. Also on Sundays at 11 o'clock, we have a Sunday school for children, which is conducted via a teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world may attend. So if you have a child that would like to attend our Sunday school, please call us. We'll give you the number, and we would be happy to welcome your child. On Wednesday evenings at 8:15, we have a testimony meeting where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for the very, very young ones. You can find us not only here in Plainfield, New Jersey, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com. We have a channel on YouTube that is full of videos of services, articles, songs, lots of good stuff. And you can listen to our, you can find us also on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our services on our website, on our YouTube channel, or on your telephone via another teleconference number that we provide. The website features an article that I would like to recommend. It's short, but very good, entitled Health Development by Peter V. Ross. Very good article on what and where our health is. Let's see, there's not going to be a Bible study session next Saturday. We're going to take a break for the summer. So no more Saturday morning Bible studies until September. And we'll keep you posted when we resume our Saturday morning Bible studies. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given by Colleen from Massachusetts.
Page 696, Fibroid Tumor Destroyed. When quite young, I was impressed that the Bible was not properly interpreted by the preachers, for I could not conceive of a God of wrath who is unjust enough to allow his little ones to suffer pain, misery, and death. I had hope, however, that someday the truth would be revealed to an awakening world, but little did I dream that even then there was one of God's noble women who reflected sufficient purity and holiness to entertain the angel of his presence and commune with the true God. I was believed to be predisposed to scrofula, so that I was not a strong or attractive child, and my girlhood and womanhood were scarcely ever free from dread of the laws of matter and lack of strength. The climax was reached when a physician informed me, after weeks of treatment, that I had a fibroid tumor which required an operation. The conditions were most trying, and I was heartsick and discouraged. When in January 1893, I heard of Christian Science through a letter from a dear sister who had been greatly benefited thereby, and I resolved to go at once to a practitioner, for I believed it to be the long-lost truth that would make me free. It meant a great effort and sacrifice for me to go to Chicago at that time. but divine love opened the way, and I reached there in March. I had been in my sister's home but a few days, reading Science and Health almost constantly, when I asked her if I had not better have treatment for the tumor, which had given me so much trouble. She said to me, "You feel well, do you not?" I assured her that I never had felt so well as I had since reaching there. "Well," she said with decision, "your tumor is gone, for God never made it." And her statements were true, for it has never been heard of from that day. Since then, I have been healed of chronic sore throat, hay fever, and other troubles, and I know that Christian Science is the truth. BWS, Coldwater, Michigan.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Christian Science. The golden text is from Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. The responsive reading from Revelation. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away."
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.
And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I will read from the Bible. Psalms. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Jeremiah. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Mark. And Jesus went out, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. John. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I not been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amanda from Missouri will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God pronounced good all that he created. And the scriptures declare that he created all. The tree of life stands for the idea of truth, and the sword which guards it is the type of divine science. The Bible contains the recipe for all healing. Quote, the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. End quote. Sin and sickness are both healed by the same principle. The tree is typical of man's divine principle, which is equal to every emergency, offering full salvation from sin, sickness, and death. Jesus' promise is perpetual. The purpose of his great life work extends through time and includes universal humanity. Its principle is infinite, reaching beyond the pale of a single period or of a limited following. As time moves on, the healing elements of pure Christianity will be fairly dealt with. They will be sought and taught, and will glow in all the grandeur of universal goodness. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. God had been graciously preparing me during many years for the reception of this final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. This apodictical principle points to the revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Through Christian Science, religion and medicine are inspired with a diviner nature and essence. Fresh pinions are given to faith and understanding, and thoughts acquaint themselves intelligently with God. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts. One, the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter, as promised by the Master. Two, the proof, by present demonstration, that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. Science is an emanation of divine mind and is alone able to interpret God aright. It has a spiritual and not a material origin. It is a divine utterance, the Comforter, which leadeth into all truth. The first demand of this science is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. Therefore, the command means this. Thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established. Having no other gods, turning to no other but the one perfect mind to guide him, man is the likeness of God, pure and eternal, having that mind which was also in Christ. Scientific healing has this advantage over other methods, that in it, truth controls error. From this fact arise its ethical as well as its physical effects. Indeed, its ethical and physical effects are indissolubly connected. If there is any mystery in Christian healing, it is the mystery which godliness always presents to the ungodly, the mystery always arising from ignorance of the laws of eternal and unerring mind. The science of being unveils the errors of sense, and spiritual perception, aided by science, reaches truth. Then, error disappears. Sin and sickness will abate and seem less real as we approach the scientific period in which mortal sense is subdued and all that is unlike the true likeness disappears. The moral man has no fear that he will commit a murder, and he should be as fearless on the question of disease. Resist evil, error of every sort, and it will flee from you. Error is opposed to life. We can, and ultimately shall, so rise as to avail ourselves in every direction of the supremacy of truth over error, life over death, and good over evil. And this growth will go on until we arrive at the fullness of God's idea, and no more fear that we shall be sick and die. In harmony of any kind involves weakness and suffering, a loss of control over the body. Our Master said, "But the Comforter shall teach you all things." When the science of Christianity appears, it will lead you into all truth. The Sermon on the Mount is the essence of this science, and the eternal life, not the death of Jesus, is its outcome. Those who are willing to leave their nets or to cast them on the right side for truth have the opportunity now, as aforetime, to learn and to practice Christian healing. The scriptures contain it. The spiritual import of the word imparts this power. Truth's immortal idea is sweeping down the centuries, gathering beneath its wings the sick and sinning. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself. When he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of the divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. The promises will be fulfilled. The time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time. And whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now, and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing. In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This comforter I understand to be divine science.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 161. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. Hymn number 161.
With this buzzing in your ears, and though the skunk scent is repelling, we've been loyal friends for years. And if I never peeled an onion, I wouldn't value all my tears. There's so much more here to explore here.
And the muddy river's flowing is the way to cool my feet. And what I thought was imperfection makes what the world God calls complete. There's so much more here.
Creator sees. makes this whole world so beautiful.
And I listen
as, God whispers
your beautiful to me.
See the person on the sidewalk with a dour, unfriendly face.
He's a person that God put here as a channel for his grace.
And if you see the world through God's eyes, you'll see that blessings fill all space. There's so much more here.
Don't close the door here. It's more beautiful.
It's more beautiful.
It's more wonderful. Each discovery seems much better than the last. It's so captivating. See what my Creator sees. His love for me
makes this whole world so beautiful.
And I listen
as God whispers
your beauty.
Let's now sing hymn number 74. Go forth and stand upon the mount, for truth is at thy side. The very rocks may seem to break and earth to open wide, yet error's tempest and its fire before that still small voice retire. Hymn number 74.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man hath this hope in him, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.